Every business faces challenges. Whether you need more space, a better location, or a little more curb appeal, a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors, can help you find the right place to grow. So get what your business needs. Get Realtor.
Your Money Briefing. Money and market stories from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. We think of the New York Stock Exchange as a sleepier place due to the rise of electronic trading. But the action really heats up right before the session's close. We'll find out why in a moment. But first, here are some money items you need to know. The Wall Street Journal's Money Beat team says consumer appetite for crude will grow faster than expected and offset surging U.S. shale output. The International Energy Agency said that the world's appetite for crude will increase by 1.5 million barrels a day to reach 99.3 million barrels a day in 2018. That's an upward revision from an IEA forecast a month earlier. The IEA says concerns about a supply glut have eased thanks to an expected demand increase in industrialized nations, including Europe, the U.S., and Japan. Energy companies could be stocks to watch as this surge in demand could limit any falls in the price of oil. Solid Biosciences stock has fallen 60% just 6 weeks after going public, but MoneyBeat says Solid shareholders can't say they weren't warned. Solid, a clinical-stage biotech company focused on developing a muscular dystrophy treatment, announced Wednesday evening that regulators had placed its lead clinical trial on hold after a patient receiving treatment was hospitalized. Solid said in a statement that the patient is recovering well. However, the damage is done to investors. Biotech stocks are inherently risky, but investors buying into the IPO chose to ignore warning signs. Solid had disclosed that regulators had ordered a partial hold on the same clinical trial back in November. A top Solid official quit the company's scientific advisory board over possible safety concerns with the drug. Most importantly, Solid has never completed a clinical trial and is years away from bringing its drug candidates to market. Do you prefer Nike or Adidas? The journal's Heard on the Street says it may be time for Nike investors to switch to Adidas. The German-based Adidas has long been dominant in Western Europe, but it's now seeing sharp rises in constant currency sales growth, 27% last year in North America, dwarfing Nike's results. A reason for Adidas' success, according to its CEO, is that Adidas may have been earlier than its peers to exploit the athleisure trend, where activewear has become fashionable. Next up, the biggest trade on the big board is the last one. This is your money briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everyone. The New York Stock Exchange operates each day from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m., but the Wall Street Journal says that more than ever, the trading action is compressed in the final minutes of the session. More than a quarter of the trading activity at the NYSE took place last year in the last trade of the day, up sharply over the previous 5 years. Also last year, according to Credit Suisse, trades at the close accounted for more than 8% of trading volume in S&P 500 stocks, nearly four times what it was back in 2004. Why has the big board's last trade of the day become the biggest trade? Joining us is Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich. Alex, let's set this up. Not too long ago, there were thousands of traders on the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, and now the number is in the hundreds. And I get the impression from your story that during the day, it's pretty much of a ghost town with very little trading.
That's absolutely right. Essentially, as the markets have gone overwhelmingly electronic, there's less of a need for the floor brokers and the floor traders at the NYSE. However, because of certain quirks of the way that the New York Stock Exchange designed its systems, they come out in force for the close of the day, and they suddenly get a lot more active when 4 o'clock approaches.
Alex, is this because of a rise in popularity of index funds whose values depend on prices determined at what's known as the closing auction?
Yeah, that's the biggest single reason why volumes at the close have risen over the past few years. In general, investing has seen this paradigm shift where people want to passively track the market and not try to pick stocks, because just research has shown over the years that stock picking tends to not do that well. And, you know, you make more money by just passively following the market. So people shift into index funds. And one of the things about index funds and the sort of behind the scenes workings of them is that they do a lot of trading at the final price of the day. They basically, every day, they kind of see how many inflows there were, or how many outflows there were, you know, do they need to buy more stocks and they sell stocks, and they tend to do that at whatever the closing price of the day is. Easiest way to do that is to trade close to the end of the day or in the closing auction itself.
Can you give us a few more details on how this exactly works, Alex, this shift from the midday doldrums to a ramp-up of trading activity in the final minutes?
Yeah. Essentially, the way it works on the exchange is that people can submit orders electronically that go directly into the NYSE's data systems that are housed in the giant data center in northern New Jersey, or they can communicate to a floor broker who will execute the trade for them. And essentially, the rules shift, especially around 3:45 p.m., then the kind of most popular and common way of submitting orders electronically is cut off, and you have to put orders through a floor broker. So that is part of the reason why you see this pickup in activity. And essentially, the floor brokers, they can go and execute those trades either through handheld devices or literally by going over and verbally saying to a trader in the middle of the stock exchange floor, hey, I want to get a trade done. I want to buy, you know, a million shares of IBM, for example. 10 seconds before the close, at 3:59:50, the rules shift again, and they can no longer enter the biggest kind of orders through those handheld devices. They have to go to the specialist at the post, that's what these traders are called, the ones in the middle of the exchange, and verbally say what their interest is. So that leads to this moment when there is literally people shouting out orders, especially on a busy day, things getting done at the last second often, and it all ends at 4 o'clock.
Something that surprises me, Alex, is that the NYSE, far from being what people increasingly think of as a dying institution, is more valuable than ever because of the volume of orders that are electronically routed to the exchange at the closing auction.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I agree that it's a dying institution.
Well, that's probably an exaggeration on my part, but it seems like it's diminished in importance.
It certainly is not what it used to be. I mean, the NYSE used to be the dominant giant of stocks trading. It's hard to get exact numbers, but definitely the majority and probably more than two-thirds of stocks traded in the United States as of the 1990s were still going through the NYSE, and with the NASDAQ taking up most of the rest. The closing auction, though, has been really good for the New York Stock Exchange. And the reason for this is because the New York Stock Exchange is a listing exchange, so a lot of companies are listed there. And one of the things that that means, if you're the listing exchange, is you get to decide what the final price is, final closing price for the stock. So, for example, Disney is listed on NYSE. At the end of every day, NYSE conducts the closing auction for Disney shares, and the results of that auction will tell you what the final price is of the day. So if you read about this, you know, the move in Disney stock in the Wall Street Journal, what happened yesterday in it, you'll get a final price. That final price is what was produced in the closing auction held by NYSE.
Might there be an increased demand for floor traders because of this pickup in action at the end of the day?
Well, to be honest, you don't have to have floor traders conduct the closing auction. NASDAQ, for example, has an all-electronic closing auction, and most other exchanges around the world have gotten rid of their floors. The NYSE, for whatever reason, has kept it. And if you speak to people at the New York Stock Exchange, they say that having this human judgment is helpful to prevent sort of aberrant moves at the very last second. But I don't know, it's debatable. You know, NASDAQ closes a bunch of stocks every day and doesn't have a lot of issues with it. So there is a kind of popular theory out there that essentially the NYSE has kept these rules in place and kept the floor brokers in place because essentially the floor is a great movie set. You have an IPO, you have companies come in and ring the bell. You know, if the floor were just a museum, it wouldn't be as fun.
Wall Street Journal reporter Alexander Osipovich. Alex, thanks a lot.
Great talking to you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York.